Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Red Sox probably?
Yeah.
Depending on what how it shakes out, these available guys?
Yeah, we're... Us and the Red Sox are the front runners again.
And you guys battled this postseason, right?
Yeah, we battled. They got the better of us. A few of the guys on our team were banged up. Now, that's not an excuse at all. They played really well, and they played really good baseball. They're well coached. They got a ton of good players. But after watching the Patriots win, the Red Sox beating us last year, there's no other city that I would like to beat more this year than Boston. All the tweets. We just did a reading of mean tweets for my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They're all from Boston fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brutal.
Alex Bregman, baseball's here, baby. Astros have reported. I mean, most of the guys are there already. It's pitchers and catchers right now, but I don't know if you saw any of the video there from yesterday, but they are all there, and Alex Bregman's already getting it started. You know, he is... I mean, we know so much about him. I sent in, and it's going to be out today. I was get off my lawn guy on Sports Map today because of all the drama that we've got going on in sports. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just all this stuff. Just stop. Can't we just watch games? Can't we just watch James put in 30 points every night? Do we have to have drama along with it? Do we have to have Antonio Brown? And do we have to have KD? And do we have to have LeBron? And LeVar Ball, do we have to have all this crap? Can't we just have Alex Bregman and Tyler Bauer going at it? Two of them punching each other in the face? Huh?
What's the difference?
What do you mean?
Twitter?
No. They're going. But that's a war right there.
It's not a war.
Well, it could be, but you know what's going to happen? And I'm giving away my whole article, but I'm not. But because of all this stuff and everything else, then they're gonna hug. You know what? I'm so sick of it. Let's just go and start throwing fastballs at each other.
Well, Alex Bregman's going to lose that one then.
Well, Alex Bregman can throw the bat at him. Okay? That's what I promote. Remember Juan Marichal? He got hit by a pitch. What did he do? He hit the catcher with his bat. That's what he did. That's what men used to do.
I felt like this wasn't really much for trash talk. We want to beat Boston.
Yeah.
Because they beat us. And the Patriots won, and Boston fans are a-holes. This is the most basic comment, the most basic truth that I've ever heard. All of the comments were from Boston fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had beaten Ohio State, you should have seen what Ohio State fans would have said about you.
Well, I've got my college roommates from Boston, and the whole series was Mookie Bregman sucks. Mookie Betts is the MVP. Bregman sucks. He's terrible. Look at him. He just struck out. Bregman sucks. The whole time. So I can imagine what Bregman got because I'm getting it from, I'm getting all this Bregman crap from my buddy. And you know what? Screw you. Mookie Betts blows. Mookie Betts blows. Okay. You know, he's a one-hit wonder or maybe four or five hits wonder.
Yeah.
That's, you know, okay.
Maybe over 200 hits, one or two.
Right, but that doesn't matter.
Actually, he had some injuries, so I don't know if he got there.
Well, I'm talking about how many years he's been pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He feels like he's pretty good,
though. Yeah, no, he feels like he's okay. But here's the deal is, you know, talking some, I mean, Bregman, does it hurt your feelings? Now you're going to play harder? What? What's going to happen now? I really can't wait until Trevor Bauer and Alex Bregman meet for the first time on the mound, with Bauer on the mound. Will he dot him?
No.
I don't know.
Why would he dot him?
Because have you seen all the crap between those two?
Yeah, but I don't see anything that's worthy of being dotted.
Oh, I don't
know.
What
do you think?
He's told, I mean, he showed how he gave up homers to him on Twitter. I mean, back and forth.
Nah, this generation doesn't dot anybody. You're safe.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, your feelings.
Well, he's Hispanic players still dot you.
Yeah. No, that's Latin players. Yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
Ain't been no changes in that community.
No.
That's like, no, this is a baseball rule. We're not changing baseball rules nothing.
No.
This is not even a baseball rule. That's a life rule.
It doesn't get any whiter than Trevor Bauer with his drones.
Well, when you're old on the mound, we don't hit because people could be hurt. And even if you hit in the bottom, you could hurt somebody in the bottom if you ruptured some type of colon. And you have to be careful. And I ask Alex how he's, and he said, you know what a Latin pitcher will do? First of all, hit first, hit by pitch first. And there's not going to be questions later. There'll be talk later. There's not going to be any questions. They don't have questions. You try to punk me.
Yeah.
So this one's coming up there, right? And you better hope it's just in the middle of the back. That's how that works.
That's right.
That's how that works. And there's not going to be, what about the new rules?
Screw the new rules.
New rules. No.
What new rules?
What new rules?
We ain't about that, okay?
You punk me, I punk you.
I'm from the Dominican. We ain't about that.
We're not playing new rules. We didn't get the new rules.
You know what we do? Chinito stuff. That's what we do.
Well, now that's okay. That's not baseball rules.
Well,
Sean.
That's, well.
Hitting people.
But in their countries, it's not a big deal. Here, you get suspended 5 games. Okay? Hold on.
I don't want Yuli suspended anymore.
No, I don't want Yuli suspended. I don't like when people do that with their eyes. But here's the deal. Is that the other countries don't have our same norms? Okay, we can't impose our morals on everybody.
What is our morals? We used to be a country that would protect our hitters if they got hit by other pitchers. When did we change that?
No, we still do that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. How is that not our norms?
No.
We don't.
The Chinito stuff.
We don't talk about that.
Oh yeah.
You're on something else.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay on real baseball stuff.
Nah. Here's the thing. Is it's funny. I've seen so many people picking the Astros.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
they got Wade Miley.
So
they got Chirinos.
So
they didn't.
No, they did do all that. Yeah. They gave Chirinos a lot of money. $5 million. Yeah,
that's like veteran minimum in baseball. No, that's twice what veteran minimum is.
For a 211 guy.
That's not
I
that
just
much.
Not seeing now let that said, okay, I guess if I don't know. I'm torn on whether or not Carlos Correa is gonna be Carlos Correa. Jose Altuve wasn't all that last year because of the injuries. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm hoping that he is going to be fine. And if he is, the additional Michael Brantley is nice. Springer should be good again this year. Reddick is going
to
be Reddick.
Brantley's a big deal to people. I still think, I mean, that is a lot of love to give to a team that has no real 3-4-5 going in. You have no idea. And don't tell me Colin McHugh. Colin McHugh is a guy who will struggle to get through 5 innings on a consistent basis. He's going to have to. When's that? It's been a while since he has been a starter, and when he was a starter, he was not anyone who ever went 7. You've got 3 straight pitchers who are likely going to go low innings, and your bullpen is going to be used like crazy this year. I mean, in a row, boom, 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 yeah. 3 straight days of hardcore bullpen use.
That's why you lose three-fifths of your rotation, and you're the favorite?
Yeah, that's a little strange considering. Now, you might end up being just as good. I mean, they may end up having Corbin Martin, they may end up having Force Whitley. You know, one of those two guys may end up being a really good pitcher. I mean, they're highly regarded young
pitchers. And
Josh
James may be really good.
Yeah, if Josh is starting or bullpen. Now, Richard Justice said he thinks the young pitchers, I had him on when you were gone, he thinks Corbin Martin has a real shot. Forrest Whitley have a real shot. He thinks they've got real shots. Now, they probably have real shots after about a month.
No, yeah. They're not going to come here until June.
No.
That's not what we do here.
But even if that's the case, Brian McTaggart had an article in Astros.com, MLB.com, Astros.com, where he predicted the 25-man roster. A, he had Tony Kemp off. He had Mariznick as the fourth outfielder.
Yeah.
Two, and he had Kemp off. Richard Justice said the day before, Kemp is highly regarded inside the organization. Why would Kemp not be there ahead of Mariznick?
He loves Mariznick.
That's great. Yeah. The ladies love Jake.
Well, and here's the deal is Kemp party. Can DH too. Kemp can DH too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
is he the weakest link defensively? He might be. I don't know. Is Brantley better than Kemp?
I think Michael Brantley's going to want to be playing every day, not DHing.
DHing's playing?
Yeah, no, not really.
You get to rest a little bit.
Not really.
DHing's awesome.
DHing is like James taking threes. That's when he rests.
He had 22 of them last
22
night.
22, just to take a break.
He shot 22. I looked this up. Of the 20, the most... Okay, so the 20 most three-point attempts in NBA history in a single game, how many times has James hit that list?
The what?
20, I had to look this up.
Oh, the 20 most three-point attempts.
20 most three-point attempts in a single game.
I would say James hit the number 14 times?
No. Okay, that's a little aggressive.
Why? Seven. I don't think that's that aggressive.
Seven. He's the all-time leader in most attempts inside the 20.
Yeah.
No. Klay Thompson at 24 is the all-time. James will break it this year at some point. Klay has 24. James has 23. James has had a 23 January 9th this year.
Who would you rather have taken 23s, James or Klay Thompson?
Klay.
Okay.
Well, who would I rather have on the ball trying to create points? I'd rather have James Harden. Klay Thompson's not a create-for-himself guy. That's a no-brainer.
No. Yeah. No. He's
Klay is a great shooter.
Yeah.
James is a great scorer. Give me the great scorer.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, the Rockets wouldn't be with Klay Thompson as opposed to James Harden. It wouldn't be the same team. There's no question.
Klay Thompson would foul out of every game.
Well, because he'd be playing defense?
Yeah. And
oh, no, James plays defense. I remember there's somebody told me that, kept telling me that over and over again.
Did it appear that way last night?
It didn't appear like anybody played defense last night. Mm-mm. How about with 5 seconds left on the freaking shot clock, they inbound the ball and dunk it? Within the last 2 minutes of the game,
it was one of those road games that just felt like after when the third quarter happened again, because you know the third quarter is not the Rockets' friends. When the third quarter, they're a great first half team. Third quarter's like you try to survive it, and they didn't survive it.
Whatever adjustments, I love when people. Well, he didn't make any adjustments. What?
I just think it's an energy level thing. You don't come out with any energy.
He's got to change up what they're doing at halftime then.
How about get it lit right before?
We'll do what? What do you want to do?
Put on something. I mean, Sicko Mode's been out for a while, but just ask James what music is getting everyone the most hype, and then put that music on right before they go out.
I don't know.
I don't feel like it's Cardi B.
Not for NBA basketball players.
Yeah, I think I kind of feel. Taylor Swift?
For Ratchet ladies who like rap, Ratchet Rap, Cardi B gets it done.
Ratchet Rap is a new category.
Yeah, she's a...
What is that?
So what can we...
We don't need any mumble rap because I think James listens to that all the time.
James then he would love
rap.
That.
James loves mumble rap and that's how he talks.
No, not usually. Just that one time. Hold on. Uh-oh, here you go.
The problem with this is...
But it's a player's name.
Mo Bamba. Yeah.
That's not on your team.
The problem is...
Yeah, but isn't he in trouble now? Oh, we can't be playing him in the locker room. That's politically incorrect.
I don't think
they care.
Players.
Yeah, he's in a bit of trouble. The problem with this is that... Is that he... That kids at Gymboree play this song now.
No.
Yeah, did you see... Yeah. You know what? Is that... Somebody said that was in Bel Air.
No, that's art.
That was art trolling.
That's art making fun of
it. It was? Because guess what? It looked like Bel Air.
Every
white kid.
My kids all love that song. Every kid loves. How do we get to a point where That's not a song for kids.
Yeah, you guys are bad. You guys are bad parents.
Every single kid knows that song.
Yeah,
well, it's and just on the radio. You just
listen. The first time I heard my kids listen to Eminem, I was like, "What the?"
You know, if they listen to 97.9, the N-words on it.
Yeah,
it's no big deal.
No. But really? But F bombs. Yeah. And I was like, "Hey,
I've heard." I don't know if there's time like, frames when you can and can't say it, but yeah, I was like, "Actually, you know what? I don't know if it is on 97.9. I know it's on. I know it's in Hot 97 in New York.
Yeah." I think it happens there. Yeah.
Are your kids listening to Hot 97 in New York? Of course they could. You never know.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know.
You have a phone?
Yeah. You have a
phone.
You have a phone.
You can listen to ESPN 97.5 right now.
While they're in the back seat and you're all going on your picnic to pick wildflowers or whatever you do, and they got their headphones on, they're listening to Hot 97.
They could be listening.
And what?
They don't say.
What?
You're not
supposed to be listening. That's not supposed to be on public radio.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the rules have changed.
Depends on what the public wants to hear.
713 ESPN 97.5. We're just getting started. You want to get in something? 378-0377-76.
That was an eclectic segment.
It was. We talked baseball. Baseball's here.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Baseball.
We did talk a little bit of baseball. We did talk a little bit of baseball. We doubted the Astros.
I didn't doubt them. I just don't. Well, and I don't think we've answered the question.
A little bit. You doubted them. A little bit.
I didn't disrespect them, though.
No. You insulted them a little bit. You got a little out of order.
Here's the thing. I got to know that Carlos Correa is going to be Carlos Correa. That's all I'm saying.
He's going to be,
I got to know that Jose Altuve is going to stay healthy. Otherwise, I got Chirinos up with two on and two out. You think I want Chirinos up with two on, two out?
You
insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Chirinos is a multi-year veteran, and he's also a pitch framer. He's a pitch framer.
And you know what else he is? He's a former Ranger, so he's a loser.
He's a
señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Yeah. All right. He came from the Rangers. Yeah, that's bringing a winning attitude.
Was he involved in that hazing incident?
Oh, I hope. I don't know how long he spent in the minors with the towel trick.
Yeah, how long was he in the Rangers farm system?
You remember that one?
That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was tradition.
He's 35.
But it was a tradition for the Rangers.
It was
maybe
a tradition.
It's something like
they've been doing that for years.
Like hazing with a fraternity.
Man.
Where somebody's got stories about
when they were. Who thought of that one?
I don't know.
Hopefully not Chirinos.
Hopefully not somebody who's low on testosterone, because I can tell you this. The solution is at one of four locations here in Houston, and that's called Men's T Clinic. You know, three of the things that are guaranteed to happen, it's going to improve libido if that's an issue for you. It is going to give you additional mental clarity. It is going to, and what I mean by that is it just kind of, if there's a fog over you and you just, you're like, man, I'm just not as sharp as I used to be. Believe it or not, that's actually one of the things that can happen with low testosterone. And then it's also going to help you metabolize faster. And that's one of the reasons why you see people who are on, you know, testosterone treatments start to lose weight and start to lean down. If you are lower in testosterone, if it is dropped, you're not going to metabolize the same. You're not going to maintain lean muscle mass the same. So your body type is going to change. If you've seen those changes and you're 40 or over, there is a decent chance. And especially if you still work out and you don't see the same results, there's a good chance that you're low in testosterone. Get with my friends over at Men's T Clinic. Cypress The Heights, Pasadena, and Pearland. You stop in, you fill out some paperwork, you take a test, you can leave if you want. They'll give you the results within minutes. They'll call you and let you know, or you can stick around and potentially have your first treatment on the exact same day. MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com. Live your best life.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Are we certain that Mookie Betts isn't doing steroids? Are we sure about it? Didn't you see something? Did you see something there?
Well, I just saw his stats are high. He was an MVP last year. Now he was number two. 2 years ago, he was second. Then he was sixth. Then he was first. How do you go from sixth to first in MVP voting?
No, it's impossible.
Highly suspicious.
And how about his numbers?
Yeah, they're high. They're good. Huh. Now, I don't believe that's the case with the... honestly, don't believe that's the case with the... obviously, Alex Bregman would not do that.
No. Alex Bregman's not doing that. I think he's proven that. He was hurt.
The Astros...
and he's still not... he won't be playing for a while. Otherwise, he would do steroids and be back on the field.
Do you remember that... you know, that was a whole big thing with the Red Sox was the Astros were... I will admit, it was a tad suspicious to have the Astros just running around in their business like Mr. Robot, just trying to hack. You know, they're just like, hey, what are you guys doing in our dugout? Nothing. Mm-mm. Making sure you're not cheating.
Yeah, we're making sure that you're not cheating on us.
What are you doing here in a hotel with this girl? Mm-mm. Making sure you're not cheating on me with some guy?
I thought you might be in this hotel room.
Yeah. We came here to make sure you weren't with some... you didn't come in here with some guy, so we're going to stay here until...
yeah.
Make sure you don't come here.
This girl I'm with a girl who's looking for her boyfriend, and we thought you were with him.
Yeah.
That was... I mean, I'm all caped up for the Astros, like, look at the Red Sox, and the Red Sox are using pine tar, and look at this. He went to the arm. I'm all up in arms like, I can't believe the Indians are saying this stuff. Look at the Red Sox, too. Look at it. Astros have been caught by Major League Baseball. This is the fourth time this year they've been accused of sitting in a hotel room with it. Like, what? What? No, but then, no. And here's some video of the Astros spraying stuff on their arms. Who is it, like, sprayed the spray tan? Whatever the blocker. Well,
that wasn't...
the sunblock? Yeah, the Astros. It was Charlie Morton. And it just like rubs his hand all in. I'm like, that's different. That's not cheating.
Yeah, but the... the Red Sox were doing it.
Yes, the Red Sox were doing it, which is why I was up in arms. I'm like, cheating bunch
cheating.
Of... what a the bunch Astros, of cheaters.
And then all this Tyler Bauer stuff is a load of crap.
Well, then the next day...
the Astros spin rate is tremendous because they just know how to grip the ball better.
No, it was showed that they actually spray stuff on their arms and do this.
That's not...
there was an actual video.
Well, but...
I saw it and I'm like, well...
But it's not illegal.
And that's why AJ's like, we don't
for
care.
For mosquitoes.
We're not... We were... everybody in Houston was up in arms about the video of the cheating Red Sox... and AJ Hinch like, AJ, you gotta say something. He's like, this is nobody's business.
Mm-mm.
This is you guys need to stay in your lane and mind your own business.
Yeah.
We're here to play baseball. And then I realized that day after that other video came out, like, he didn't want any smoke.
Nope.
This is a baseball thing.
Oh no.
This is a baseball thing.
That'd be
you cheat, yeah. I cheat, it's safe. And this is what I always hear. It's safer for baseball because people don't get hit when your spin rates are better.
That'd be like Calipari going, Roy Williams is cheating over there.
Yeah, what? Or an SEC coach going after another cheating...
No. Yeah. Although they used to back in the day. Philip Fulmer, he turned people in now.
Yeah, he would. Phil did not care about that. So what's safe for us is good for them, too. Yeah, he didn't care.
It'd be like Nick Saban, though. How hypocritical would that be?
Oh, you don't think Saban with Emmert in his back pocket, if Georgia gets out of line too far? Like, if he had lost to Georgia the last two times,
and
Georgia had recruiting classes like they have, you don't think he would have said something?
Kirby Smart knows where all the bodies are buried at Alabama.
That's true, but I feel like if you've got Emmert in your back pocket like Saban does, I don't think it would matter.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
He kind of does. All right, so training camp is done. Okay, so the Rockets lose last night to Minnesota. But James got 42, so everything is good.
No, not according to his coach.
You didn't hear that wasn't
good. D'Antoni wasn't thrilled with the energy. He said he's tired of it. He's tired of them.
Let me hear it.
Well, find it.
Oh. He wants them to keep their same energy from first half to second half.
Keep that same energy? Is that what he said to James? Keep that same energy? Would he bow up on him?
Which would be nice.
Did he bow up on James? Keep that same energy?
No, he said Rockets. James keeps
it wasn't a Rockets. It wasn't a James thing. It was a Rockets thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what happened to P.J. Tucker.
P.J.'s not the same.
He's not the same guy.
Well, he's just not as involved, though. I don't feel like P.J.'s as involved.
Well, nobody's as involved.
I know, and that's one of the concerns.
But did you see that stat, though?
What?
I retweeted it yesterday, that of all of the guys that score 36 a game, James takes fewer shots.
Oh, yeah. No, well, because free throws help.
Yeah.
Because they don't count as shots.
Yeah.
But James's PER is still very high.
Oh,
his efficiency rating is good.
He was last in all the bad categories, and he was best in all the good categories.
Oh, so you now going to get on? Are you going to hashtag on?
No,
stop,
but Elgin Baylor was the only one that won a title out of what doing that though. When they were playing like that, the Lakers won in 62. Baylor had all of the
Elgin over, is known as a huge ball hog,
and he was a ball hog.
No, was he?
So. Well, he took the majority of shots. I mean, he obviously.
And they won a title?
And they won a title.
Case closed.
That's right. So I said, Kobe said, you can't win. Elgin Baylor won. Somebody said, well, that was 1962, John. It was a little different. I'll give you that. Basketball was a little different back in 1962. Actually, it was a lot more condensed. There were a lot
more. No dunks are allowed here because the goal might get broken. There's no breakaways either back in 62.
No, there wasn't any breakaways. You got D'Antoni? Here's Mike D'Antoni getting at it with the energy.
But the whole game was kind of, we didn't come out with the necessary. And I hate to keep saying the same thing. If we don't come out with any fire or putting people away and we let them hang around, then they make some threes, and then we get ourselves in trouble. It happened, Saturday. It happens tonight. And we got to get a little bit more enthusiasm about playing a game.
It's the old Jeff Van Gundy energy. And it's true, though. But you see it. I mean, right now, if the Rockets would come out with better energy in the out of the half, they would have beaten Oklahoma City and they would have beaten Minnesota. Odds are, because you would have prevented, first of all, the Saturdays was a disaster. I mean, an abject disaster. This one yesterday was bad, but if you just come out and have a little grit and determination in the first 6 minutes, which is the first, half of the quarter, you could really turn it around. You can really keep the momentum from piling up on you. And that's been a problem for them. And it's not like these are the first two games. This has been an issue at different times this year. And it wasn't really an issue last year. And maybe Ariza is one of those guys that maintained that. I don't know. I don't have an answer for it. Mike D'Antoni doesn't have an answer for it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Harden also has fewer free throws, three free throw attempts than the other 32-plus scorers. 36-plus scorers it was. It's the additional threes that he takes. That is true, although Jordan had the three-point line. 713-780-3776-727. Just getting it started, so let's go. You got something that you want to add to the show, you're more than welcome to do that.
Let's go.
713-780-3776.
I found that this is, I don't know why this has been the case, and I found this on for the last 3 years. Rockets fans like to call in and talk about the Rockets. Astros fans are more Twitter-based, and they don't call about Astros as much. I don't understand that.
Well, I think when the season gets, I think when we get closer and it starts heating it up, we'll get more, but... If you want to talk Astros, we're more than welcome to do that.
They don't call in because the season's too long to make judgments. So you can't call in about one particular game.
That's a good point.
Because you got a game the next day,
guys,
and a game the next
day.
You can't
July.
Make judgments.
Guys, we're in July.
You can't. Can we make judgments on last season yet or no? Or is it too early?
No, you can now. Once
season's
over.
Once pitchers and catchers report.
I think it's still too early.
Well, I mean, there was a champion and the Astros weren't the champion.
Yeah, but it's still too early.
You haven't made a judgment on last year yet?
No, I'm not having, and I'm not going to.
When do you think that's going to be for you?
I think about a decade. It's baseball, about a decade or so. You can start making judgments.
You can fully analyze the 162 games and the playoffs and make a determination about who the best team was?
With all the EOSCTAs and the PCPs and everything else.
Isn't that a drug?
Well, whatever. It's baseball stats.
PCP.
Okay, there are now. It's unbelievable. Every extent, advanced stats. You cannot decipher anything about a baseball season until maybe 25 years later.
Look, in 2043, we're going to find out the Marlins are the best team in baseball.
Maybe
in 2018.
You don't know. Maybe
you're right. I don't know.
Well, Lance, what about insurance? What about a dude that saves $4,000?
Oh my gosh! So yesterday, this is insane. I know they have had this before. But Scott in Deer Park, who's a longtime listener of the show, I got a direct message from him yesterday. He said, hey, TGS Insurance saved me $4,700, $4,000 alone on my homeowner. So the $700 must have been car insurance. He said, bravo, gentlemen, bravo. And I'm like, what? Do you live in Kanye's old house somewhere? And Raheel said something else I can't say. He said, they cut it in half because maybe my bottom won't be as sore. Hell, I didn't even get it. Well, okay, I can't read the rest of that part. But I can tell you this. He saved an enormous amount of money with homeowners insurance. And it really is this simple. All you have to do is text money to 232323. I did it this way. Raheel did it this way. Scott in Deer Park now did it this way. And thousands have. All you have to do is text money to 2323. They text you back and it says, what's your address? You send it back and within about inside of a minute, you'll get a firm quote where they have searched a variety of portals to find out what the best quote is for you. And they'll give that to you. From there, you can fine tune it with any additional coverages that you want beyond what you're already getting. Or if you want to add flood insurance, they can do that as well. And in most cases, you're going to find that it's still less than what you're paying right now with the same coverage. TGS, let them shop for your insurance for you. And don't forget, it's not just about homeowners insurance. They can do car insurance as well. Text money to
232323.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 7:33 ESPN 97.5. 7:33 John and Lance. Here with you at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Dino wants to get in here about Elgin Baylor. What do you say, Dino?
Hello?
What is it? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Dro. Hey, Dro.
He Dro. Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
First-time caller. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, I don't remember Elgin Baylor winning a championship.
I didn't either, but I looked at it. In 1962, the Lakers won it.
No, he was never on a championship team. Like, he retired, and then they went on to win 33 straight and then win a championship that year. And maybe they just gave him a ring for it or something. I don't know. But he was never actively on a
That's what I looked up, and I looked it up. I looked up Elgin Baylor and Basketball Reference, and, yeah, he was absolutely on the team in 1962, and they won the title. In 1962. Los Angeles Lakers, the NBA champions, 1962 and 1963. And Elgin Baylor averaged, for the LA Lakers, Elgin Baylor averaged 38 and 34 points a game. But I'm with you. I looked up his Wikipedia, did not mention one championship. But how the hell does that happen?
Yeah, last I heard, he never won one as a player, but that's fine. I was just.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I was looking for that as well.
How old are you, Dro?
Oh, I'm 33.
But you
I got him as champs.
Nah, I'm going with Dro on this one. And Dell's internet's working better than your internet, John. Dell's got him as runners up, right, Dell?
62-63, Lakers runners up.
61-62. The Celtics won all the 60s championships for the most part.
Man. You are absolutely. I'm looking at. You're right. You are right. No, you are right.
Dro could be one of my kids. My kids are up on all their basketball history, although they start in like the 80s.
No, you are absolutely right. I was looking up NBA champions, and it's Lakers here, and they were in the finals. You're absolutely right,
Dro. That's impressive.
You're absolutely right.
I wish we could give them do we have a prize we can give them? Probably nothing. Everyone else gets on.
And I looked up Elgin Baylor's paper, and on his Wikipedia page, it did not mention one championship, so I went, and I looked, and I was misreading it. You're absolutely right, Dro. Yep, the Celtics won it every year then, except one in the 60s or two in the 60s.
Yeah, I'm mostly a listener, but I appreciate what y'all guys do on the show every morning, and I'm an avid listener.
Hold on, wait. Good work. Hold on, might have something for you. Hold on. Dell, what do you have?
He wants to go see the Globetrotters on
Friday
night.
Mm-hmm. Globetrotters started in the 50s, I think.
Yeah.
So it might be in your wheelhouse since you know basketball history that well. You want Globetrotter tickets?
Sure.
Okay, sit tight. We'll put you on hold.
And you know what's funny? When Michael was playing early in the 80s in Michael's career, and he was winning scoring championships, they always said, they you know, used to say, if you're going to score 35, 36 points, and I knew this, and I knew, but I went and I looked, and I, it was Western Conference champions that the Lakers were, that if you're the scoring champion, you ain't going to win a championship.
Right.
The scoring champ does not win championships. And, you know, and that changed, obviously, because Mike was the scoring champ and he won championships. But, man, good pick there, Drew. I appreciate it. I was baffled by it because I went to Elgin Baylor's Wikipedia page, zero mentions of NBA championships. And then I went and looked up the, and he's right, Boston won it all those years. So, thanks, Drew. I appreciate it. Let's get Ryan in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Hey, you know, I mean, Corbin and Forrest are like the two top guys. What about Frommer from last year? I mean, he went 4-1.
I know, and no one ever mentions. But I don't know. I don't feel like there's any heat around Frommer at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, he dominated that stretch when I guess it was McCullers was out.
Yeah, he was really, really good. We don't talk about him. And you know what? They might be talking about him. He's the guy that came up.
But Frommer's
the guy that came up.
But Richard Justice didn't mention him.
No,
I don't think. And Brian McTaggart didn't mention him either.
Well, nobody mentioned him. He just came up and he was the guy they chose though when they decided that you know when Keuchel went down.
How big is he?
How big is he?
Yeah.
He's 5'11", 170.
I think that's why. I think the Astros, when you look at their mode has been bigger, stronger pitchers.
He had a 2-1-9.
I get it, but I think that's one of the reasons why. I think they have, like Brian Gain now, there's a type that you're looking for. I think the Astros, if you look at the way they're pitched, Charlie Morton's not a small guy. Dallas Keuchel's not a small guy. Well, he's not huge. Actually, Dallas Keuchel's not as – I always thought Dallas Keuchel was actually a little bigger. But Lance McCullers is not a small guy. They're guys who have a certain size profile.
Lance McCullers is not a big guy.
No, Lance McCullers is probably 190-something. He's pretty well put together, compact.
Yeah, I don't want to call that a big guy.
170?
Yeah, I don't know that he is. He's got more of a gut on him. I mean, that might be a little light for him.
Well, baseball, you never know.
Yeah.
But I always felt like he was a pretty... 5'11 felt too... That feels too tall for Frommer.
Forget those numbers. How about 4-1, 219? That, you know, I mean,
talk to your boy
37 innings pitched, 34 strikeouts.
Talk to your boy and find out. Go get your man's end and say you can get Frommer in the starting line in the rotation.
No, I'm saying is the dude did perform and nobody gives him, nobody talks about him.
He never comes up.
He never comes up.
I don't know why. I don't know why. I would think that 3-4, I get Colin McHugh in there because he's a veteran and you feel, and Wade Miley should be in there. Although Richard kind of treated Wade Miley like, if they get 16 from him, they'll be happy. And I feel like Richard's pretty plugged in with the Astros organization.
If they get 16 what?
Starts.
16 starts?
Richard Justice said if they get 16 starts from him, they'll be happy. He didn't act like Wade Miley was a big, they're just, you know, he acted like he's more of a lottery scratch off.
I think they got to count on him more than that.
I would think.
I mean, I know he was injured, but
my whole thing is, man, that should be up for grabs. 3-4-5 should be up for grabs. The positioning of 3-4-5 should be up for grabs. Throw Frommer in the mix. Throw as many minor leaguers as you want in the mix. Give your veterans the shot. If you want Josh James in there, throw Josh. I still feel like he's your closer of the future, but whatever. You have enough arms down there right now. Throw Josh James in the mix. Throw everybody in the mix and see what comes out. And make it a real competition.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any question.
Although,
you do that. But you know that they're going to go. First of all, the rookies aren't coming up until later. That there's no question.
Well,
about
I know,
that.
But
we
you're
know
still
that.
Jockeying for position. This is your future.
I know, but the rookies are out of the picture as far as the season starts because they're not going to bring up a rookie to start the season instead of going and getting that extra year of arbitration. So they're not going to do that. We know that. So it's down to Josh James, Frommer, Peacock, McHugh, Miley, and Josh James. Right?
That's what Brian McTaggart had.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. So,
that's what McTaggart
to start the season.
To start the season. And I think, okay, to be fair, that's actually true. Richard Justice was talking about this year, and Brian McTaggart was specifically talking about the opening day roster. Right. So to be fair to Brian McTaggart, because I'm like, man, where is he on, you know, where is he on Martin? Where is he on Whitley? Where is he on? Now I get it. It's just he was only looking at the opening day roster, which could be substantially different. Now, here's the thing. I doubt. I could see one pitcher coming up. I don't think we'll see two pitchers taking over 4 and 5 in June from the minors. I doubt it. Unless there's, you know, unless it's a disaster at 3, 4,
or 5. I don't understand, Richard Justice. Here's Wade Miley starts over his career. He just is 7 his rookie year. Okay, yeah. That doesn't count. 29, 33, 33, 32, 30, 32, 16 last year. Last year is the aberration. I mean, is he just expected to be hurt again? Is that what the thought is? Because he's 32 years old, so he's not going to be able to make that many starts, or because he has been pretty much a workhorse over his career, other than last year. So I don't. Why would you? I mean, unless you now think that at 32 years old he's not going to be able to give you any more than that, or he won't be ineffective,
right?
I don't know what. I don't know why Richard thinks he's only going to give you 16 starts. I'm hoping that. Hey, listen, when Charlie Morton got here, how much excitement did he garner? I mean, there's something that they look for in pitchers, and the way that they can spin it and whatnot. And then you add Brent Strom and his tactics to it, and life is good for a pitcher that comes over here.
Mm-hmm.
So I fully expect. I mean, I had a buddy that was like, Charlie Morton. He's like, what the? You know how much money I've lost on Charlie Morton starts over his career?
Why?
Earlier he would bet on, you know, he likes to bet baseball, and he was like, he was betting, and he's like, Charlie Morton sucks. Why did we pick up Charlie Morton?
Yeah, and then Charlie Morton's spin rate got right. He got right with Jesus on the spin rate, and then what happened?
Then what happened?
You got a championship.
And every time, and when Charlie Morton was the Game 7 hero.
Yeah, November parade in 96 degree weather.
You don't think I called him Game 7 after Game 7? How's Charlie Morton now? How much you like Charlie Morton? How's Charlie Morton treating you?
I 100% think
when you were talking about Brent Schrump's tactics, what do you mean? Is his
the baseball?
Is it the sunscreen he provides?
No.
To put on guys' forearms more effective than in another place?
It's at night. We don't use sunscreen.
Well, tell that to Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton, I better not bring that down to Tampa and be beating us with it.
Well, we'll see.
Sunscreen.
We'll see.
Better not be bringing
it. If Charlie Morton becomes a substantially worse pitcher in Tampa, what will we blame that on?
They don't have sunscreen in Florida?
I don't know.
Yeah, they have
because
sunscreen in Florida,
you know,
I'm
there
sure.
Are people who are going to be like, wait a minute, this dude was a horse in Houston. Now all of a sudden he can't get people out in Tampa. What happened?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Brent Strom. No, Brent Strom.
Oh, no, well, Brent Strom's not in his ear every day. You know who's the pitcher whisperer? Brent Strom. Okay?
Ooh, I just got... Hold on.
We'll talk about it on the other side,
right,
Lance.
Okay. We got a caller calling in today. It's a very special day today, right?
All right.
Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Is it today? Right?
It is.
Oh, my God. Today's today. Yeah, today's
on. So you know who's coming
what do you
in?
Mean, is it today? What do you
mean?
You
know who's coming in? I don't know if he's coming in today. I think he comes in today, though. There he is.
All right.
Oh, he's coming in tomorrow.
Oh, with stories.
He's coming in tomorrow. Freaky Deaky's on tomorrow. Because tomorrow's the day.
Yeah, tomorrow's the day
he
tells
said he's got
his
some,
exploits.
He just said he's got some fire.
Oh, my God. That's going to happen on the other side. Well, that's going to happen tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5, so you don't want to miss the whole show. In the meantime, let's talk right now about, well, I don't know what Freaky Deke needs this, because he's a freak, but...
Maybe you do, actually.
I don't know. Maybe he likes sport. You just want to get that extra oomph? 4hymns.com/John5. 4hymns.com/John5. If you need a little extra oomph, all you need to do is go to 4hymns.com/John5. $5. $5 to get it right. And it's actually what it is it's not even for the medicine or anything else. What it is, it's just for the doctor visit. Your first month is just $5, and you will get the generic medicine. You'll get it all, but you get it for just $5. and that's to just talk to the doctor online. You don't have to go see anybody. You know, he doesn't have to look at, you don't have the awkwardness of talking to a doctor face to face and all of that stuff that goes along with it. You don't have to take off of work. You got it right on your laptop. All of this happens at 4hymns.com/John5. If you want to make sure that you don't have any ED issues, you go to 4hymns.com/John5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 752 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. John and Lance, along with Dell.
What about Clint says this?
Oh,
man, what if Verlander pitches like he did towards the end of Detroit and Cole goes back to Pittsburgh, Garrett? Hashtag stinky. Then they'll win 80 games.
Maybe.
If that happens. Maybe.
Why would that happen? Look at your boy Cartman. 2 days into pitchers and catchers, and we're already at relying on Wade Miley, a.k.a. New Jack Jason Jennings.
What?
What?
Why would you say that word?
What?
Why would you say Jason Jennings?
What's your favorite Jason Jennings memory?
When he, Father's Day Massacre? Wasn't he on the mound for the Father's Day Massacre?
11 in the first?
Yeah. San Diego Padres.
Yeah, 11 in the first.
And, like, people were getting worn out in the Crawford boxes. Just lasers being hit over there.
Oh, my God.
And it was known as the Father's Day Massacre.
He was heavy.
Hey, bring your dad out to the park. He might get hit in the face with a home run.
Well, that's not a good sales tactic, Drake.
No. But that did happen.
That happened.
Hey, what are the details on that Rose special for Valentine's Day? Thinking about pulling the trigger. Jackie, I mean, you might have done this. I don't know. Yesterday?
Now, my guess is you can still...
Yeah, Jackie. You want
still
the details?
The site and do
okay,
it.
Okay, go to roseexpress.com and see, Jackie.
Hold up. Let me see.
Jackie.
And to be fair to Jackie, you should hold yourself in high regard. I mean, it's Valentine's Day. Shouldn't your partner be getting you flowers?
Yeah. Well,
women shouldn't be buying themselves flowers on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you can get delivery for tomorrow, actually.
Well, but Jackie's married to a woman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She's married to a woman.
Jackie,
so.
You can get... Oh, no, but you know what tomorrow is? Freaky Deaky's going to call tomorrow because tomorrow's Side Piece Day.
Yeah.
But, and so you could still get roses for your side piece, too.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But sometimes, even in relationships where they're of the same sex, one of the people would take the more dominant role. I feel like Jackie is the submissive.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So wouldn't Amber be buying the flowers?
But in every Jackie relationship, it's listen, Valentine's Day is both. Both have to buy
Since when? Oh, is it?
When did that become a thing?
Really? Yeah. We had to make up a steak day in March to try to counteract this. And I noticed no one actually, not if you're married, those rules don't count. That steak day is a bunch of, maybe if you're dating that magical March steak
March
day.
March 14th.
Is that the date?
March 14th.
Yeah. Maybe for single guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Jackie, maybe get the more dominant person in your relationship to get the flowers. Have Amber buy you flowers.
Yeah, that would be
nice of her.
That would be nice of her.
I mean, I know you don't do much, Jackie, but I'm sure
you'd
appreciate
Jackie just
flowers.
Lays there?
Oh, definitely.
I'm not comfortable with any of this, Commissioner.
I don't know what Jackie does, if you want to know the truth.
If she does anything, she just lays there.
Probably. Let's get David in here. Hey, David, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I had a comment, but a question first about the Daniel House, and if y'all heard anything from the beat writers, if he has any chance of coming back. I know it's a small sample size, but Shumpert's three-point shooting is subpar, obviously.
Gosh.
And I just like the live, I mean, the active, younger, player. And it seemed like House had some good games for the Rockets the first few months of the season. That was my question. My comment really was, And I know you're going to say the defense is the problem right now, but I think the defense is going to come together once they get into the crunch time in the playoffs. I just kind of liken the problem, it seems to me, with the Rockets is the gimmicky nature of the three-point. And I saw it a couple times last night with guys pulling up on 5 or 6 foot shots and throwing out three-point line. And it just kind of like reminds me of the run and shoot offense for the Oilers in the Buffalo game, where they couldn't keep the lead because they couldn't run the clock. And it just, to me, that the end of the season this year will happen the same way it did last year with, you know, missing 23 point shots. And I know they can't do anything about it because I think that's the way the Rockets offense is built. I don't mind the offense. I'm not one of those guys that hates the offense, but it just seems like the nature of the 3 point shot, if you're going to shoot, you know, 8 for 40, you're not
going to
win the game.
Yeah, it's very similar in the other two sports. It's like having a run and shoot. It's like back in the day of the run and shoot, where you are committed to four receivers in a route, and if you find a team that can exploit your offensive line, you're just going to give up a bunch of sacks, and there's not going to be anything you can do about it. Same thing in baseball. If you have a high strikeout, high home run team, and you run into a pitcher with a really sharp breaking pitch and some control, you're about to punch out 14 times in a game, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. I mean, and that's the same thing with three-pointers. You're going to live by and die by that sword. So it is what it is. You put yourself in a position where it's a very high volume. You have a chance to bury teams with three-pointers, but you have a chance to shoot yourself out of games. As far as Daniel House is concerned, so Jonathan Fagan this weekend talked about, his agent wants him to convert his two-way contract into a full-time contract for the rest of the year for the Rockets. Now, on paper, you would say, why the hell would you not do that if you're the Rockets? Get a shooter into a shooting offense, because you just got done talking about this. You shoot a ton of threes, go get a guy that can make threes, not Iman Shumpert, who's a defensive guy. So Daniel House to the Rockets would make sense. The Rockets, on the other hand, are playing the long con on this one. That's not really the good phrase for it, but they're playing the long-term play here. They're saying this sets a bad precedent. If the Rockets don't want to develop him and give him playing time and give him shine for a bigger free agent contract. Now you would think, okay, whatever, Daryl. This is this year. Chris Paul, his hamstring could snap at any time. Let's worry about this year, because you are in win now mode if you're the Rockets. I feel like they should convert Daniel House's contract and get him up and have a 3-point shooter on the bench. That's what I think should happen. But the Rockets, apparently, it's more than that. They don't want to set this precedent for other two-way players that they're going to have to convert their contract. So this is something we really haven't talked about much over the years. It's just kind of come up this year about the two-way contract and how, I mean, it's been a thing, but talking about a leverage position from a player, said players haven't had much leverage. Daniel House is trying to exert some leverage in this sense against the Rockets, and I guess it's a real problem right now between the two sides that the Rockets don't want to give in, because they think that's going to create precedence against what they want for their roster.
Well, the Rockets would be more than willing to sign him, I believe, to a Gary Clark type deal where it's on the cheap and they have him long term.
Yes.
Daniel House doesn't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. I'm better than him, and I want to play out this year, become a free agent, and we'll see how it works. And obviously, as an asset for the Rockets, no, we're not doing that. You can be part of our organization next year, and we'll play this game again, I guess.
What happens. Daniel's name? Remember, he came up a couple of years ago.
Who? Oh, Troy Daniels?
Troy Daniels. I saw him on a roster.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. A week ago or so.
Two-way contracts weren't a thing back then, yeah, but now he's on a roster.
But
it's Viper ball.
Yeah, and guess what? You go up and down, and guess what? If you lose him, you lose him. But unless you got Daniel House in your long-term picture that he is going to be a guy that you have to count on, you go now. Do it now.
Yeah, and then pump up his value and let somebody pay him as a free agent.
And if he plays really well and you have to pay him, oh, well, he's playing really well. But
that's why it's probably more because Daryl's about now all the time.
All the time.
Which doesn't make sense
but this,
until you hear.
And you don't know, though, behind the scenes what Tillman is saying.
No, but this is what it is. Not wanting to work on or developing a player just to help his stock as a free agent that would leave, or, and this is the important part, and I don't really understand this enough, or to set the precedent with future players on two-way contracts. I don't know necessarily how that would.
Well, all you say is you're not Daniel House to future players on two-way contracts.
You think that'll work?
Well, I don't know.
And they'll just
you're
slink
not Daniel
away.
House. When you're Daniel House, then you can talk to me. Okay?
I would. I mean, I'm kind of with you on this one. This is, you're in a unique situation with Chris Paul and Eric Gordon, two injury-prone guys.
And Daniel House was perfect. I mean, they were better with Daniel House.
Yeah, you really need to get a real three-point shooter. Iman Shumpert, it's like a coin flipper if he's going to hit the rim now.
And Daniel House, when he was playing, was the top three-point shooter in the league, wasn't he?
Yeah. Was he?
Yes.
Okay.
He was shooting lights out.
He'd be nice to have. You know what else is nice to have? Kings.
Oh, I like aces better.
Yeah, I was trying not to get greedy, but at Prime Social, you can get greedy. You can get greedy with trying to just bully the rest of the table around in a cash game, and you're out there making aggressive plays and taking aggressive shots. That's something that some guys, different players will do. You can figure out your own strategy. John, there's nothing better, though, for you than a little Pot Limit Omaha tournament.
No, I love it. I love that.
That was yesterday, right?
That was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesdays are Pot Limit Omaha. But tomorrow, we've got $10,000 guaranteed. They just had on Saturday, last Saturday, they had $20,000 free roll where you didn't have to pay a dime. All you had to do was be a player there, one of their top 80 players, and you get in for free and you get a shot at $20,000. I mean, it's ridiculous how good it is. It is so, so awesome. What I need you to do is get over there and have fun. As soon as I'm better, I'm going to be there. You had your buddy that told you, hey, I've been over there three times and John's been there every time.
He did.
You know why? Because I love it. I love it, man. And if you are a poker player, best place, period, exclamation point. It's not even arguable. This is the place in the city. 7801 Westheimer, Bayou. It's PrimeSocial, TX.com. PrimeSocial, TX.com. We'll see you there tomorrow for the tournament. 10,000 guaranteed. Look, mommy, I'm no good. I'm so hood. Clap at your soldiers.
Sober. Then leave after sober. ESPN 97.5.